And take your Bibles and turn to Joshua chapter 19. Joshua chapter 19, where we see the remaining territories and tribes of Israel receive their inheritance. Joshua chapter 19. This is the word of God. Then the second lot fell to Simeon, to the tribe of the sons of Simeon, according to their families, and their inheritance was in the midst of the inheritance of the sons of Judah. So they had as their inheritance Beersheba and Sheba and Molada and Hazar, Shual and Baala and Ezem and Eltolad and Bethuel and Horma and Ziklag and Beth Markaboth and Hazar Susa, and Beth Leboth, and Shar Uhen, 13 cities with their villages. Ain, Ramon, and Ether, and Ashen, 4 cities with their villages, and all the villages which were around these cities as far as Baaloth Ber, Ramah of the Negev. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Simeon according to their families. The inheritance of the sons of Simeon was taken from the portion of the sons of Judah, for the share of the sons of Judah was too large for them. So the sons of Simeon received an inheritance in the midst of Judah's inheritance. Now the third lot came up for the sons of Zebulun according to their families, and the territory of their inheritance was as far as Sarid. Then their border went up to the west and to Marala, it then touched Debesheth and reached the brook that is before Jokneam. Then it turned from Sarid to the east toward the sunrise as far as the border of Chishloth Tabor, and it proceeded to Deberath and up to Japhia. From there it continued eastward toward the sunrise to Gath Hepher to Eth Kazin, and it proceeded to Rimmon, which stretches to Neah. The border circled around it on the north and to Hanathan, and it ended in the valley of Ifta'el. Included also were Katah and Nahalal and Shimron and Idlah and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the sons of Zebulun, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The fourth lot fell to Issachar, to the sons of Issachar according to their families. Their territory was to Jezreel and included Chesuloth and Shunem and Hapharaim and Shion and Anaharath and Rabbath and Kishon and Ebez and Remeth and En-Ganim and En-Hada and Beth-Pezes. The border reached to Tabor and Shahaz-Zuma and Beth Shemesh, and their border ended at the Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Issachar, according to their families, the cities with their villages. Now the fifth lot fell to the tribe of the sons of Asher, according to their families. Their territory was Helkath, and Hali, and Beten, and Akshaph, and Alamelech, and Amad, and Misal, and it reached to Carmel on the west, and to Shihor Libnath. It turned toward the east to Beth Dagon and reached to Zebulun and to the valley of Ifthel, northward to Beth Emek and Na'il. Then it proceeded on north to Kebel and Ebron and Rehob and Hamon and Cana as far as Great Sidon. The border turned to Ramah and to the fortified city of Tyre. Then the border turned to Hosa and ended at the sea by the region of Akzib. Included also were Ummah and Aphek and Rehob, 22 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribes of the sons of Asher, according to their families, these cities with their villages. The sixth lot fell to the sons of Naphtali, to the sons of Naphtali according to their families. Their border was from Heleph, from the oak in Zaananim, and Admi, Nekeb, and Jabneel, as far as Lechum, and it ended at the Jordan. Then the border turned westward to Asnath Tabor, and proceeded from there to Hukok, and it reached to Zebulun on the south, and toward Asher on the west, and to Judah at the Jordan toward the east. The fortified cities were Zidim, Zer, and Hamath, Rakath, and Chinnereth, and Admah, Ramah, and Hazor, and Kedesh, and Edrei, and En-Hazor, and Uron, and Migdal-El, Horem, and Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribes of the sons of Naphtali, according to their families, their cities with their villages. The seventh lot fell to the tribe of the sons of Dan, according to their families. The territory of their inheritance was Zorah and Eshtaol and Er Shemesh and Sha'al Laban and Ajalon and Ithlah and Elon and Timnah and Ekron and El Tekeh and Gibbethon and Baaloth and Jehud and Bena Barak and Geth Ramon and Mer Jarkon and Rakon with the territory over against Joppa. The territory of the sons of Dan proceeded beyond them. For the sons of Dan went up and fought against with Leshem and captured it. Then they struck it with the edge of the sword and possessed it and settled in it. And they called Leshem Dan, after the name of Dan their father. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Dan according to their families, these cities with their villages. When they finished apportioning the land for inheritance by its borders, the sons of Israel gave an inheritance in their midst to Joshua the son of Nun. In accordance with the command of the Lord, they gave him the city for which he asked, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim. So he built the city and settled in it. These are the inheritances which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the households of the tribes of the sons of Israel distributed by lot in Shiloh before the Lord at the doorway of the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing the land. And that is the word of God. And you think about that, we see that the remaining six tribes receive their inheritance in orderly fashion. And again, if we were to pick up our Bibles, we probably would not. We'd start at the beginning of the chapter, and we'd probably see that we wouldn't want to read this. That's probably what would happen. But we find not only that the Lord is faithful in giving the tribes, the territories which were promised to them. In verse 51, all the territories, all 12 tribes received their inheritance. The Lord keeps His promise to Abraham. Remember, He gave the Abraham that they would receive a land flowing with milk and honey. Here it is. They've received that land, the promised land. And then, so we see that the Lord is faithful here once again. And then secondly, we see the second thing that we see here, also at the end of the chapter, that the Lord keeps His promise to Joshua. Verses 49 and 50, in accordance with the promise and the command that the Lord made, verse 50, Joshua received the city, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim. Israel's inheritance given to the different tribes, so verses 14, or chapters 14 through 19, when all of Israel's territories were given to them, it's surrounded by two things. And chapter 14, at the very beginning, you see Caleb receive the promise from the Lord and his little territory that he received, because he was one of those spies that spied out the land and gave the good report, one of two men who gave the good report. The other was Joshua, and we see him at the end of chapter 19 here receive his promise. So all the territories are dispersed, and it's surrounded by two men of faith. And the Lord's faithfulness to these two men of faith, because He promised them a particular area of land in Israel. And so we see, again, that the Lord is faithful not only to these two men, but He's also faithful to all of Israel, despite the negative things that we saw in their incomplete obedience and their not wanting to take possession of the land. And yet He's still faithful, despite their unfaithfulness. And so as we see here, the real, actual spaces of land for faithful men, which points us forward to the heavenly land where we'll be with the Lord forever and ever. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your promises. Once again, we've seen them so many times already in Joshua. We've seen them and the rest of Scripture as well, so many promises. And each one you have been faithful. Here your promise we found in, and it was in Numbers 13 and 14, and here you've fulfilled it, finally. Sometimes it takes so long to fulfill your promises. We remember in one great promise in Genesis 3, a curse of the serpent that to him the seed of the woman would crush the head of the serpent. That promise was not finally fulfilled until thousands of years later when Jesus came and he died on the cross, crushing the head of Satan, defeating him in the powers of death and sin and guilt. Father, sometimes your promises take a long time to show your faithfulness. And so let us never doubt in your faithfulness. Let us never doubt that the promises which you make to us will come to fruition, and that you'll bring us into a heavenly city, a heavenly country, the city of the living God, where there is no need of sun, the light of the sun, but the light is, we find in God and in the Lamb or at the temple. Father, we pray that you would bring us into that city at the right time, that we would be with you forever and ever, that you would continue to show us your faithfulness, continue to show your faithfulness despite our sin. You have saved us from death and hell, and yet here we are, Christians continually sinning, your people continually rebelling against you. And we struggle with unbelief and trusting in you. And yet you remain faithful to be our God and that promise that we are your people. That you are the God who is slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and steadfast love. Still, we see your faithfulness today. And we will see your faithfulness for all ages. So comfort our hearts. Those who are struggling with their sin, who have come to saving faith in Jesus Christ, struggling with their sin, we pray that you would remind them of your faithfulness to cleanse them of all their sin and unrighteousness. Create in our hearts clean hearts. Purify us, we pray, Lord. And this time as we worship you and as we give you glory and praise, we pray that you would be glorified and you would use it for our sanctification and for salvation in Christ. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.